Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today is the 19th day of the 7th month of 2015. And it's the 8th Lord's Day after Pentecost. And the title of this lecture is, The Hail Mary is in the Bible. Now, not all of the Catholic dogmas that we get are contained in the Bible. It comes from two sources, all of our dogmas. It's from the written traditions and the oral traditions that are handed down to us. St. Paul said this in 2 Thessalonians 2:14, Brethren, stand fast and hold to the traditions which you have learned, either by word or by epistle. So we get our dogmas not just from the Bible, but also from the oral traditions handed down from the apostles and the other church fallers. And also the ones that are fallibly defined by the popes. But in this particular situation, the Hail Mary prayer is contained in the Bible. And we're going to show you that during this lecture. First, I'm going to recite the Hail Mary prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, the first part of the Hail Mary, which is Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, is contained in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1, verse 28, which I'm going to recite to you right now. If you have your Bibles, open them up and go to that verse. If you don't have your Bible, shame on you. Or if you have it and it's got dust on it, dust it off and open it up and read it. And we want you to have a Catholic Bible with a Catholic commentary. But guess what? This is even in the Protestants' heretical Bibles. This is even in their own Bibles, which they claim to go by, so they should have no problem praying the Hail Mary prayer. Now we read the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1, verse 28. I'm going to start with verse 26. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused of a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come and said unto her, and that's the angel Gabriel, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And of course, Mary's blessed because all holy women are blessed. That's one reason. We read about that in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 and 28. Who shall find a valiant woman? Far from the uttermost coasts is the price of her. Her children rose up and called her blessed. Her husband, and he praised her. And so all holy women are blessed. Protestants have a real hard time calling Mary blessed. It's amazing. It's horrible. You can't imagine it. They're not even going according to their own scriptures. And in Luke 1:48, the Blessed Mother, she says regarding herself, and all generations shall call me blessed. Now, as I just said, all holy women are blessed. But the Blessed Mother is blessed above all women. She's the most holy of all women. And the Protestants have a problem with that too. If they don't even call her blessed, they're never going to say she's blessed above all women. But I tell you, Protestants and other people, open up your Bible again and go to Judith, the holy prophetess Judith, chapter 13, verses 23 to 24. And in that particular verse, you're going to read where they call her blessed above all women, Judith, because of her great courage, her great faith in God, and cutting off the head of Holofernes and delivering the Jews from destruction. And this is Judith, chapter 13, verses 23 to 24. And Ozias, the prince of the people of Israel, said to her, Judith, Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord, the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, who had directed thee to the cutting off of the head of the prince of our enemies. Blessed is Judith and blessed above all women. So how much more blessed is the Blessed Virgin Mary who gave birth to the Messiah, the Son of God, our Redeemer, the one who the Jews were looking forward to. So that's just proof there to show you that the Blessed Mother is not only blessed and holy, she's blessed above all women, holy above all women, and blessed above all men except Jesus Christ. She's even blessed above all men. She's God's most blessed and holy creature that he ever created. But the only man that's above her is Jesus Christ, because he's man and God. And that keeps the hierarchical order that women must be submissive to their husbands and men are above women. Jesus is above Mary. But Mary then is above every other creature. She's most holy and most blessed. The next part of the Hail Mary is, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Well, everybody that believes Jesus is the Messiah, like even the Protestants do, they should have no problem believing that he's holy and he's blessed. I don't think they're going to have a problem with that one. But we read in Luke 1:35 regarding the incarnation, when Mary conceived the Messiah in her womb, and the angel answering said to her, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee, and therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God," and he's holy. Now we go to the next part of the Hail Mary prayer, which says, "Holy Mary." Well, if Mary's blessed, then she's also holy. Now we go to the other part where it says, "Mother of God." Holy Mary, Mother of God. And this is another problem that the Protestants have. I don't know about all of them, but I think they do. And certainly the Nestorian heretics and Arian heretics that do not believe Jesus Christ is God, they got a humongous problem with this verse. Quite simply, if you believe Jesus Christ, which is a dogma of the Catholic Church, it's an absolute truth, that the Messiah Jesus Christ is not just man, born of the Virgin Mary, but also God from all eternity, who came down in the womb of Mary and took on a human nature. So Jesus Christ is God in man. And because he's one person, he's a divine person, because his divinity took up his human nature. So as God and man, he's one divine person. So therefore, Jesus is God, Mary's the mother of Jesus, Mary's the mother of God. It's that simple. And if you don't see Mary as the mother of God, then you do not believe that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is God Almighty. Now we read about in John 2:1, where it says Mary's the mother of Jesus. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and a mother of Jesus was there. And in Matthew 1:23, we learn that the child that Mary is carrying in her womb, conceived by the Holy Spirit, is God. Is God. It's Matthew 1:23. "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which be interpreted is God with us." And there it again. Jesus is not just man, he's also God. Daniel refers to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, not only as holy, but also as God, the holy of all holies. We read about that in the prophet Daniel's chapter 9, verse 24. 70 weeks are shortened upon the people and upon thy holy city, that transgressions may be finished, and sin may have an end, and iniquity may be abolished, and everlasting justice may be brought, and vision and prophecy may be fulfilled, and the Holy of Holies may be anointed. The Messiah is not just going to be a man, he's also going to be God, the Holy of Holies. We read about that also from the holy prophet Isaiah, who says the Messiah is going to be God and man. And Isaiah 9:6, "For a child is born to us, and a son is given to us, and the government is upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God the Mighty, the Father of the world to come, the Prince of Peace." Therefore, Jesus Christ is not only a man, he's also God. Mary gave birth to that divine person who's God and man, and so she's a mother of God. Now, when we say Mary's the mother of God, we're not saying that she came before God. She was created by God. It's simply that God wanted to have a mother to come down upon earth and take on the human flesh from Mary, and he wanted to have a mother. This tells me so much about God, about how much he loves us human beings, God's loving nature. But he wanted to have a mother to care for him and to hold him. He wanted to live with us in time. So Mary truly is the mother of God. God created her, but she also gave God his human flesh. So she gave Jesus Christ his human nature, but Jesus Christ's divine nature is from all eternity. And because Jesus Christ is one person, one divine person, he's God, she's the mother of God. And so that's what we mean when we say Mary is the mother of God. We're not putting her above God, which some of the Protestants think we're doing, or other people may think that. Now the next part of the Hail Mary prayer is, "Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen." The pray for us. St. Paul asked Christians to pray for him. We read about that in Romans 15:30. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, through our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the charity of the Holy Spirit, that you help me in your prayers for me to God. How much more, then, should Christians ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, to pray for them? So, therefore, pray for us, Blessed Mother, whose prayers are most powerful before God, more powerful than any other creature can intercede for us." Next part of that is, pray for us sinners. Well, 1 John 1, 8-10, he says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all iniquity. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us." The only two people that haven't sinned is Jesus Christ and Mary. The Blessed Mother, because of her Immaculate Conception, was conceived without original sin and never committed a sin. All the rest of us are sinners. Doesn't mean we go on sinning, because elsewhere St. John says, let there be no sin in you. He's mean we're all guilty of original sin for sure. And that needs to be wiped out. And then if you committed venial sins or mortal sins, you're guilty of those too. So we're sinners. Even if our sins are now forgiven and remitted and we're not sinning anymore, we were sinners. And we needed those sins to be remitted. Because if Christ didn't come to redeem us, we would have never been saved because of original sin alone, let alone even of a venial sin. We'd all be sent right down into hell. So the fact that we're sinners is established. I think a lot of Protestants will believe that one, of course. Pray for us sinners. Now and at the hour of our death. Death. We're all going to die. Everybody knows that by reason and logic. They look around us and people die. But read about the scripture. When God sent a death sentence down upon mankind, when Adam and Eve committed the original sin, and because of that, now we're going to have to die. All men, even just men and righteous men, have to die, although it'll be raised up and they're in heaven now, and they'll be reunited with their bodies later on. But all men have to die now. That's one of the penalties of Adam and Eve's original sin. We read about that in Genesis 3:19. And the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return to the earth out of which thou wast taken. For dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. And in Hebrews 9:26, St. Paul says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. So there you have it. The Hail Mary prayer is in the Bible. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We pray that the Blessed Mother will intercede for everybody who's listening to this sermon and everybody else in the world. All these are not in the church, that God may have mercy upon them, give them all the graces and the helps they need to come into the true Catholic Church, which we're the only ones preaching, and to become members of that church so they may have a hope to save their immortal soul, outside of which they have no hope whatsoever. And I would ask anybody who's listening to this sermon, start by praying the Hail Mary prayer. The Mother of God, to intercede for you, to go to her Son Jesus to help you, to have mercy upon you, because you can never expect to get in heaven if you shun his mother. And she's a holy mother on top of it, extremely holy. You shun God's mother, he'll never let you in heaven if you don't give her her high honor. She's blessed above all creatures, above all women, and above all men except Jesus Christ, who's man and God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.